Welcome back to the Press Box on a beautiful Saturday in the Commonwealth and all around our great country as we get ready for some big prep races to this year's 149th Kentucky Derby. As always, my great friend, the affable, the Hall of Famer, I like to call him, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker.
Gene, great talking to you today as always, and great to be talking about so much action as we get set to head to the Derby. And we will get going as we always do and tell you that the Press Box in our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So here you go. Four stops on the road to the Derby, three of them Championship Series events, the $400,000 Fountain of Youth, Grade 2, the $400,000 San Felipe, Grade 2, the $300,000 Gotham, Grade 3, and the $150,000 John Battaglia up at Turfway. So, Jeaner, lots to go today, but I think the headline correctly so, and people can read all about this, get your picks and everything at thepressboxlts.com, is a champion two-year-old, Forte, set to make his season debut in the Fountain of Youth.
Buzzy, the long-awaited debut of the two-year-old champ, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile winner, the winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity, both of those at Keeneland last fall. Forte is supposed to make, scheduled to make two starts leading up to this Kentucky Derby, this one being the first. You know, an interesting story. I did a little bit of research and did a story on it. Forte earlier in the week, if you have a shot, take a look. But Forte is by a horse named Violence. Violence is by Medaglia D'Oro. Violence was very, very similar to Forte in his two-year-old campaign. He was tremendous. He ran in the Fountain of Youth as a three-year-old, and that was his last start. He got an injury in that race. Trained by the same man, Todd Pletcher, that trains Forte. So maybe a little better luck with the best son of Violence. So he's got some good runners, but this certainly appears to be his best. But a lot of similarities between Forte and Violence. And then very common how they come to, you know, to the racing game and sport. And, you know, this is a really a top-notch Buzzy, and before the standing running here in the Fountain of Youth.
Okay, so in that Fountain of Youth, $400,000, a field of 10 three-year-olds, a mile and an eighth. It'll be a post time of 5:43. So I know you love Forte, but who else in there are you going to be on the lookout for?
Well, you know, I think that it certainly appears on paper to shape up kind of like the top contenders kind of jump off the page at you a little bit. The horse, I think, that is a standout in terms of the morning line odds is Rocket Can. Rocket Can won the Grade 3 Holy Bull, did so impressively, getting Junior Alvarado in the saddle for the first time. He rides regularly for William Billy Mutt. But Rocket Can, I thought, showed a great degree of graduation from his two-year-old to his three-year-old season in his first start there, being in the Holy Bull over this track in Gulfstream. Came with a big run. He was four wide and just kind of swept them off their feet. If any improvement at all, I think Rocket Can, with having that one race already this year, probably a little tighter going into this one. He's run three big races in a row, broke the maiden at Churchill last fall, came right back, ran a big second to Confidence Game. If you remember last week, Confidence Game at some big odds won
right.
The Rebel Stakes, the Grade 2 Rebel. So that is flattering, I think, to Rocket Can as well. And at 8-1, Bristnet morning line odds, as the son of Into Mischief looks awful prominent for me, and the horse that I'm definitely going to use in my in my exactas. Blazing Sevens will be making his 23 debut, a son of Good Magic, trained by Chad Brown. Chad Brown trained Good Magic as well, ran second in the Kentucky Derby with him. This horse ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, ran fourth to Forte. He had run third to Forte, beaten 12 lengths in the Grade 1 Hopeful last year. Looks like he's trained very well for Chad Brown down at Payson Park. So it'll be interesting to see him. He's picking up Joel Rosario in the saddle for the first time. And there's a horse that I certainly think you've got to use by the name of General Jim. General Jim, another son of Into Mischief, trained by this Hall of Famer like you, a Hall of Famer, Shug McGahey.
Yes.
He won the Swell Stakes, going 7/8 of a mile last time out here at Gulfstream on February the 4th. You know, they just converted this horse back to the dirt. Two starts ago in the Mucho Macho Man Stakes. Ran, I thought, a very solid race in that one. Just kind of tired at the end of that one. I say tired at the end, but he was blocked. I made a big red note at the end of my chart on that. And he came up the rail. Luis Saez was in the saddle. He got blocked most of the stretch run, never got through, and finished, got beat a length and a half, but came right back in the swell and won better trip. I think General Jim is certainly a horse on the improve. They're all going to be looking to see if they can make up enough lengths to challenge Forte, who will be making his 23 debut. If you're going to catch him, today may be the day.
All right, brother. Well, how do you play it?
Well, I think you've got to use Forte, and I think you've got to use Rocket Can. Those are the two that I think you've got to use, the 4 and the 8. I'm going to use them in combination with the 6 Blazing Sevens, who I don't think you'll get much odds on. But General Jim is 6-1 in the morning line. I think he could be a key play in here. Buzzy, do not leave General Jim out of your plays. I use Forte. I use Rocket Can. I use General Jim as my three prominent players in the Fountain of Youth.
I agree. I like General Jim, and we know that Shug McGahey does not have a horse in something like this unless he's on the ready, and so I think you're absolutely right. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about a couple of others real quick. You got the Jerome Stakes winner, Lugan Knight, coming back in the $300,000 Grade 3 Gotham. The Gotham has 14 three-year-olds, plus one also eligible. Race 9, just before 5 o'clock, Aqueduct's first post at 12:45.
Yeah, and you're likely to get some really wet weather with the weather that swept through Kentucky on Friday, probably headed up to the northeast. A lot of wind, a lot of rain, so probably going to find a wet track. So look at your mud marks on here in particular. I think it's important to see if there's horses in the race that have experience over the off-going. And that will play into my handicapping in this race rather significantly, Buzzy. There's a couple of horses that in here I really do like, but I'm going to be looking at those horses that have had some experience running over and off track. That is led, really, by the Jerome winner, Lugan Knight. Lugan Knight, 6-1 in the morning line, trained by Michael McCarthy, a son of Golden Sense, but he's run over the slop. Or the off going wasn't sloppy, but it was a good track last time into Jerome. Made the lead, made all the fractions, held on at the end. Speed plays on an off track better than I think it does on a regular dry track. But I think he is vulnerable in here, Buzzy. That was his first time stretching out to the mile distance. And, I don't know if he truly wants to go that far. And I think even his trainer had mentioned that there were some concerns regarding that perhaps in the past. There's a couple of other horses I want to mention in here, Buzzy, that had that experience over a sloppy or a wet track. One may be on the outside, the far outside, a horse that's 12-1, I think will go up from there, a horse by the name of Recruiter. Been on 3 off tracks, has won all 3 of those. Recruiter on the outside, trained by Cathal Lynch. This might be one to take a look at and keep an eye on. A horse that trained by Brad Cox is coming off a couple of very nice races. One, ran second over the mud here at Aqueduct two starts ago. Broke the maiden last time. Now jumps up into a stakes race for Brad Cox. Maybe worth looking at is Slip Mahoney. There's another Brad Cox horse in here that I like a tad better by the name of Ian Clover. Ian, E-Y-E-I-N-G. So you're Ian the Clover, so to speak. Going
yes.
into the St. Pat's Day coming up quickly here in March. You got to like a horse named Ian Clover, right?
Yes, no question.
Be stretching out for the first time. Brad Cox going a route for the first time is 28%. This horse hasn't been over the slot, but a horse that I certainly am going to use. And a Todd Fletcher horse in here at 20-1 odds by one of my favorite sires of all time named Spitestown. I'm going to be stretching out as well. When you throw a sprint to a route with Todd Fletcher, he wins at 22% of the last 317 to do that. Ran well in the Jimmy Winkfield Stakes last time to be second, going sixth. I think this horse really will improve getting stretched out. Clubhouse is a horse that I'm going to definitely use. But you can see right off the bat, Buzzy, that I am this is a wide, wide open race.
Yes, sir.
And so by mentioning that many, and I'm going to throw one more at you. One
yes.
more. Uncorrelated. Number four, trained by Chad Brown, run one time in his life, going six furlongs on the slop, won easily in early January. This is a horse by Arrogate, 10-1 in the morning line. Another one coming out of a maiden race, taking on Graded Stakes Company. That's a tough jump, a very tough jump, but this is a horse that I think you got to look at and consider very significantly. Uncorrelated, stretching out. In the Gotham.
And finally, let's go ahead and take a look at a field of 14 3-year-olds, Saturday night, 41st running of the $150,000 John Battaglia Memorial. It's a mile and a 16th. The Battaglia Memorial is race 8 of 9 with a post time at 9:25. First post is 5:55. And I know that you were taking a look at Scooby Quando.
You know, Buzzy, Scooby Quando has run two super races up at Turfway. He runs his first start ever in a stakes race, and he won by neck for trainer Ben Colebrook. But and that's the interesting enough. Ben has got 33 starters at Turfway this meet.
Yeah,
his only winner.
Wow,
Scooby Quando, a son of Uncle Mo. But I think, you know, by virtue of that, he came back and ran in the allowance race, ran second, but he was reluctant to load in that race. Got outrun going wide. This wasn't perhaps his day. That was on February the 11th, probably celebrating my birthday, and just
probably
forgot about how to run, you know? I mean, you know, he's thinking, well, that's McLean's birthday. Scooby Quando was thinking, well, I got to get to,
there you
know,
go.
Get to the birthday.
Yes. Absolutely.
I've handicapped the race. I'm going to go with Gilmore shipping in from the El Camino Real. This horse is one of Baffert horses being switched in barns to try to pick up points. Now going into the barn of Brendan Walsh. This is the son of Twirling Candy, but does have experience over all weather, having run at the Golden Gate in the El Camino Real.
The Tapita.
It's over the Tapita, yeah. Very nicely done there, Buzzy.
Thank you. Love the Tapita.
But I will tell you, even though I didn't have the best number on Gilmore, I think he's very vulnerable in here, Buzzy.
Okay.
Very, very vulnerable.
Okay. So how do you play it, my friend?
Well, I'm going to go to his inside and go to a horse that Brad Cox has by the name of Aristocracy. Has won both of his lifetime starts. He broke the maiden first time out at Keeneland, winning by a nose at 7 furlongs over the, what they used to call the old beard course there at Keeneland. Came back, that was in October, came back in January on New Year's Day and won at Turfway, going in an allowance and event. He was steadied at the quarter pole in that race, Buzzy. I mean, it looks like anytime you lose that momentum by being steadied, you're going to have a really tough time regaining the momentum. But this horse certainly did. Cleared the field at the end, going away. The gallop out was impressive. Go back and do yourself a favor. This horse is 8-1 in the Bristet morning line. Go take a look at the video of this race. It's very impressive. The sons and daughters of Tampa get better after they've got 3 or 4 or 5 races under their belts, under their girth. They just, you know, have a tendency to get a little better with more experience. This horse, I think, will be getting better and better and better. Aristocracy is my upset pick. I'm going to use Gilmore, but I'm going to also use Scooby Quando. My pick is going to be Aristocracy and the John Battaglia leading up a big prep for the Jeff Ruby Stakes.
There you go.
25th.
All right, and of course, all of Gene's picks for this big day of racing leading up to the Derby, they can all be found at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean here is hoping that you and yours have a wonderful weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
Easy for me.
What you say?
You know what I was going to say is that you have weighed in and have put your toe in the water.
Yes.
Give us a little indication that you're a General Jim kind of a guy.
General Jim. I'm a Shug guy.
You know, and that just shows the kind of in-depth research and analysis that you've done on the sidelines. That you're known for, and is what made you a Hall of Fame broadcaster in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And I am, once again, impressed you're just your professionalism.
Oh, my gosh. Just stop it. Love you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Love you, too, brother. See you soon.
Bye-bye.